Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing.
And Bubba Wallace.
You know what's the worst part of a race? A rain delay.
Sitting around, waiting for the track to dry, is dull.
But instead of waiting, we hang out with Chumba Casino.
Social casino slots, bingo, solitaire, plenty of fun to keep us entertained.
So why let a rain delay slow you down? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
As the U.S. men's national team takes center stage at a home World Cup, make sure you're listening to Call It What You Want, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network, where you can join me, I'm Jimmy Conrad, alongside Charlie Davies, Tony Miola, Marcelo Balboa, and Benny Feilhaber throughout this tournament for previews, instant reactions, and analysis of every U.S. match. Then all summer, we're back every Tuesday and Thursday, covering all things U.S. men's national team. Download and follow Call It What You Want on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
And we get started the four-hour weekly sojourn that is the John Kincaid Show here on CBS Sports Radio. Coming to you live from the Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans Studios, with millions of Americans financing the home of their dreams with the help of Rocket Mortgage. They can help you, too. Check out Quicken Loans Rocket Mortgage, where you push a button and you get a mortgage. It really is simple. They're trying to simplify it for you there. They're trying to say it's that easy. You really did. It's that simple. So let our friends from Quicken Loans try to help you out today. And a good morning to you. It's always nice on a Sunday morning to be met with real enthusiasm and excitement. Our boy Shep NBA is, of course, engineering the program and pushing all the buttons and making sure everything rolls beautifully. Shep, always enthusiastic. How are you?
Good. You?
You sound enthusiastic. A little slow in the draw there, but
yes.
A little slow in the draw like the Sixers. Many times in clutch time. And then there's Anthony Pierno, our producer, who sounds like he just came from grandmom's funeral. What the? But Anthony.
I'm great. What's your issue?
We got four hours to
problem.
Be together.
Why are you attacking me?
What did you have? Like, did you get, like, you come in this morning and you're not like, I give you the big hello. I'm all, yeah, how you doing? Just came in. Just went and got some tea. Are you feeling okay? Do you have your tea?
Now I have my tea. I'm a little bit better.
Are you a little under the weather?
Just a little bit. A little congested.
A little congested. And with that nose, that's not it's not a little congestion.
JK, come on.
That's like the Verrazano
Why
Narrows.
Why am I getting attacked here?
I'm just trying to say, do you need the neti pot? We can send, maybe Justin Shackle could run out and get you a neti pot. Make sure. I just want to make sure you're okay today, because I'm very enthusiastic.
You want me to play Nick Foles like the thousandth time on the character?
Nick is a beautiful person. But no, we're getting started this way. I just want to make sure Anthony's okay. Gosh, you look out for somebody and you get attacked on this show.
Yes, I'm great. Life is great.
Okay, good.
Couldn't be any better than it is right now.
I think he picked up that like goat yoga or Orange Theory or something. He picked up some sort of a cold.
You're calling me out and I'm trying to set up the drops.
Okay, well, you just make sure everything's okay. Shep, I'm counting on you here. I'm enthusiastic. Look, how many times in the history of this show where we have the fallout every week with Anthony does such a beautiful job producing for us every single week, 7:40 Eastern time, the most comprehensive runaround of the world of college football. We're done the regular season. And we've got three unbeaten teams. The only thing better would be if we had four. That's the only thing better. It is to see Ohio State and LSU and Clemson come through their schedules unscathed is an awesome thing. But let's not look at it all the same, despite what Dabo Sweeney wants you to believe. And I just heard our man Mraz on his show. You got to check out the Pork Store every single week here on CBS Sports Radio. And I heard Mraz playing some of the Dabo Sweeney. Oh, nobody respects us. Everybody wants us out. Everybody doesn't think we're any good. Blah, blah, blah. And gosh, I swear to you, Dabo Sweeney on the way up, when he didn't have championship rings, he wasn't a whiner. He wasn't a guy whining about, oh, we're not getting enough respect. Our team is just so good. That wasn't Dabo Sweeney. And now every time I hear Dabo, it's got to be some grumpy,
man, we're not getting any love. Everybody want to kick us out. And then nobody's giving us any respect. And
Dabo, can we be honest? And can we be honest here? And both of these statements will be true. If Clemson goes on to win a national championship, I'm not going to be shocked in the least, because Dabo Swinney has been recruiting like a monster for years over at Clemson. He has built a spectacular winning culture. They have an amazing fan base that supports that program financially and enthusiastically. If Clemson goes on and wins another national championship, I'm not going to be shocked at all. I think most people, 99% of people who love college football, who know college football, respect everything about Dabo Swinney and Clemson. All those statements I just made are completely true. Now I will make more true statements that will somehow annoy Dabo Swinney. Dabo, the ACC sucks. We can't evaluate your schedule and what you've done because the ACC is a clown show. It is not your fault. Nobody's saying it's your fault. I have not heard one person say, well, Dabo Swinney's to blame that the ACC sucks. I just heard Dabo Swinney after a game yesterday trying to sell me that Wake Forest could go and win 8 games in any conference. Bullpoop.com. That is false. That's a joke. Wake Forest is not an 8-win team in the SEC. Stop it. Stop it. Stop it. Don't spin me the ACC. Are you going to try to sell me on Syracuse? Are you going to try to sell it? Because other than maybe DA and our boy JJ from The Fan in New York, who you sometimes hear on the network, other than those two, nobody believed Syracuse was a college football playoff contender. Nobody. Stop spinning this spinning these tails. So what are you hanging your hat on? One game against a ranked opponent at the time in Texas A&M? That you beat at home by 14 points? Dabo, that's your biggest game. That's the one you're hanging your hat on. And by the way, Texas A&M has been dominated by other teams within their... Dominated, pushed around, beaten up. They're not that good a team. And that's what you're hanging your hat on. Because there's nothing else on that resume to say so. All the things I just said are fact. And all the cavalcade of compliments that I put on Dabo Swinney and Clemson are fact also. They can both statements can be true, but Dabo Swinney doesn't want you to believe the other facts. He just wants you to throw, let's throw rose petals at the feet of Clemson. No, it's not a birthright. You don't have a birthright to just say, well, we've been good before, so you just got to believe we're good again. I am not going to be shocked at all. Again, I will not be shocked at all if Clemson is the one who holds up that horrid cylindrical trophy. They used to have that beautiful crystal football. Now they go with this horrible cylindrical thing that's just ugly. Look like something from like one of those Avengers movies. Awful, awful. I'm not going to be shocked if that happens. But I also can call out the Clemson resume of 2019 for what it is. It is a giant incomplete. No one can tell who you are playing those teams, and it's not your fault. The only thing it's your fault is that we can't tell when you play Wofford, can't tell. When you play Charlotte, we can't tell. But guess what? You're entitled to a cupcake or two. Everybody else is playing them, so Clemson is too. But stop the whining. So no, Clemson's 12-0 is not Ohio State's 12-0, and it sure as all get out ain't LSU's 12-0. They're all different. They're absolutely different. And yes, if the committee knows college football and does their job, they know it too. They're 12-0 in the Big Ten, 12-0 in the SEC. Looks a hell of a lot different than 12-0 in the ACC. Dabo doesn't want you to believe that. Dabo's going to spin you a web of all these accolades about, and he's going to try to convince you that Wake Forest could win 8 in any conference. BS. Stop it. Stop it. Stop carrying the water for a conference that is not even a top 5 conference. They call the ACC one of the Power 5 conferences. It isn't. It's been in decline. Chip and Joanna would have torn the ACC down to its down to the studs and rebuilt it. They would have said, you know, we can't keep this. The remediation people came in. This is a total rebuild. I'm not saying the ACC won't be potentially good again. I see glimmers in what's going on at Georgia Tech. I've seen glimmers in Syracuse, glimmers. But stop spinning the tail. 3 unbeaten teams, and yes, 2 of them, you can make the case, have been tested. 1 of them in LSU, you can make the case, has been ruggedly tested. And there it is. 2 teams, legitimate, complete resumes, 1 team not. And so what will you get from the Dabos of the world and everybody else? Well, the eye test tells you. I don't trust your eye test. I don't believe your eyes. Because you know what? I'm going to get a tweet going, oh, you're really underestimated. The eye test will tell you that Clemson's the best. Look, again, I'm not going to be shocked. If Clemson wins the whole thing, I won't be shocked because that's how much respect I have for the Clemson program. But you know what I don't have respect for? Bullpucky. When you start spinning tails and you can't just tell me your baby's ugly. Just say it. The baby's ugly. The American Athletic Conference is clearly a better conference than the ACC. And it's not a debate. It's not an argument that the American Athletic Conference could kick the ACC's backside up and down the field. It's not an opinion. It's a fact. So just accept both facts. It'd be easy to say for Dabo, go, yep, okay, I know people are down on the ACC this year, and I guarantee you our conference will be back and it'll be back strong. But we don't control our schedule, and you know what? We're prepared, and we're ready for the challenge of the college football playoff. Simple, easy, factual, truthful. But Dabo takes the, nobody gives us any respect. And you know what? We could win in any conference and all the conference teams in our, stop. Stop the whining. Dabo, don't become unlikable. You're one of the most respectable guys coaching in the college game. Don't become unlikable. With all the whining, stop it.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing.
And Bubba Wallace.
You know what's the worst part of a race? A rain delay.
Sitting around waiting for the track to dry is dull.
But instead of waiting, we hang out with Chumba Casino.
Social casino slots, bingo, solitaire, plenty of fun to keep us entertained.
So why let a rain delay slow you down? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Lemonade. Fresh squeeze lemonade. Lemonade? Oh, nuts.
Is your business struggling to be seen? Not reaching the right customers?
Yeah.
Odyssey's here to help. Your one-stop shop for digital marketing.
Wait, really?
With targeted digital media, plus SEO, SEM, social, OTT, and more, we help your business reach the right audience and drive results.
Whoa, hey, one at a time.
Stop missing out on valuable customers. Visit digitallocalads.com to learn more about our local advertising solutions. That's digitallocalads.com.
Okay, people, line starts here.